This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Just north of Milwaukee and Shorewood, people were stunned to learn that an iconic mansion overlooking Lake Michigan is scheduled to be torn down, and that the owner is Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele. He's planning to build a brand new house on the site. The village can't prevent the demolition, but as Jane Hamden reports, residents are lobbying to save the 1927 estate.
The home is a grand Mediterranean revival made of stone with a terracotta roof. It's the work of Wisconsin architect Alexander Eschweiler. 8 bedrooms and 7 baths, filled with fine wood finishes, a pipe organ in the living room, and a sweeping staircase.
Each tread of the staircase is a solid piece of marble. It has all hand-wrought iron railings that were designed by him.
Sarah Hambrook grew up in the house with 5 brothers and sisters. Her family lived there for 33 years, and last fall sold it to Abele for $2.6 million. They had no idea he planned to demolish it.
My sister, Lauren, actually was on Facebook and saw a post from Habitat for Humanity Restore. We're so excited to salvage this 1920s mansion, and it had photographs attached to it. And she thought, oh my gosh, that's our house.
At the Restore, the ornate ironwork, lighting, and cabinets sold fast. In Shorewood, angry residents called the village and started an online petition to save the mansion.
It feels so extreme. I'm kind of floored by it.
Rosie Bradeck organized a letter-writing night at a local pub urging the Milwaukee County executive to reconsider. Joan Gorman helped out.
When you live in a small house and you grow up in a village, you have buildings that are a touchstone that remind you of the time, the elegance, the people, and this is one of those properties.
In some Wisconsin communities, there are formal protections for touchstone buildings. In Milwaukee, if someone wants to tear down a mansion, it's not that easy to do. Carlin Hatala works with the city's Historic Preservation Commission.
There are definitely steps so that there's an opportunity for public input, and so the public can be heard.
Milwaukee is one of 72 Wisconsin cities and towns that are certified in preservation through a federal program that can slow down the process and offer alternatives to demolition. But most places, like Shorewood, don't have any protections. If homeowners like Abele follow the rules, local communities can't stop them.
He can do what he wants with it, within reason.
Supporters of the homeowners' property rights are having their say, too. Bob Schumacher was serving up drinks at the Shorewood Men's Club Chicken Barbecue.
He paid the money. He's going to put up a new house. So the $2.6 million he spent with the new house, that property will probably be $5 or $6 million, which means he has to pay more taxes.
But critics say the history is far more valuable than the tax revenue. Celeste Carroll is a UW-Madison student. She grew up in Shorewood and toured the mansion when she was a teenager.
So I was 15. I remember being in there. I specifically remember this ballroom. I think it had like windows in it. And I don't know. I just like to picture what a gathering would have looked like in that ballroom.
The house inspired Carroll, and now she's an intern at the Shorewood Historical Society.
And to me, the fact that someone is making this choice to raise this landmark is such a shame. It doesn't need to happen. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
The Milwaukee County executive did not respond to requests for comment, but in a statement, he said he and his fiancée love the neighborhood, and they're committed to a new design that respects and honors it. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Jane Hamden.